Actor reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, sisters and brothers from all around the world, from every single corner of this world. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. Well, this is IRIB English Radio, and I'm Asma as your host. Once more, I have the pleasure to be here with Brother Mustafa and Brother Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum, brothers.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Oh, well, I'd like it if you introduce yourself briefly.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. So my name is Sayyid Abdullah al-Musawi, teacher, student, seeker, preacher of Islamic knowledge in general.
Yeah. And you, Brother Mustafa?
My name is Sayyid Mustafa. I am a student here and I'm studying psychology.
Well, very good. So there is this controversial debate over the issue of hijab, over this topic. And I guess everybody is so concerned about whether it is a sign of freedom for women or no, it's the opposite, or just things like that. As a woman, I would say that hijab is the thing that is going to keep your dignity. And at the same time, it would improve your character in the eyes of other people. Because then by wearing hijab, you're just saying that you're not just something so easily to be achieved, something that could be easily achieved, or something that is available in all the communities and things like that. So now I am so sure that as men, you are going to have your own ideas upon that. So...
Sure. So the topic brings about a quote from Imam Khomeini to mind, which is, he said that if women knew how men look at them, then they would leave the house wearing steel armor. Okay. that's what he said.
Nice.
Okay. That's one thing. You know, you have to understand that the way you dress, it has an impact on society. It's not so simple, I can dress however I want. And, you know, if you go to the bank or if you go to the office, you expect people to wear formal dresses,
yeah,
right? If you see someone there sitting in shorts and like slippers, it's going to have an impact on you. You're going to be like, what is this? You know, what's going on?
Yeah.
Is this like casual day today? Or
where am I going?
Yeah. Or if, let's say, the police is wearing a uniform,
mm-hmm,
it's to symbolize their authority. So how we dress has an impact. And of course, hijab is a big, big part of it. It has a huge impact on the person's social security as well as their individual security. I definitely agree with that. I can elaborate more on that if you wish. But yeah, that's sort of
okay,
my
initial
stance.
Okay, let's have Brother Abdullah's idea and then we'd be back.
Now, I have immense, beyond comprehension, respect for women who wear the hijab and the ones who wear it proper. And I have like admiration actually for them, especially the ones that wear the correct, proper hijab, because it is, from where I stand, it's not an easy thing to
exactly
do. And especially in summer. In summer, every time I see a woman, I genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, I pray for her and for her safety, because she has to go through all the clothing and all the abba and, you know, and
yeah,
the heat, and the black attracts the heat. And
a lot to go through.
Yeah. So I genuinely pray for them. Now, the concept of hijab itself, as a concept, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously, when He created different genders, He created them with different qualities and different aspects and different nature. Now, the woman in her nature, she's delicate, she's beautiful, she's gentle, and all these things. And men in their nature, the vicious, they're, you know, like Khomeini said, like the brother said, Mustafa. So they need, you know, it requires, herself requires protection. And her beauty requires protection, and her everything about her requires protection. And also the man himself requires protection. I think Sayyid Khamenei, he had a saying along this way. He said, when you wear a hijab, it's not just for your safety, it's for the safety of others as well. So it's for the safety of men as well. It's for the safety of families as well. You mean, you as a wife, for example, you wouldn't want your husband to be tempted by other women, would you? I mean, the more unclothed they are, don't have hijab, the more your husband or your son will deviate.
The families are prone to some problems.
Yeah, so hijab is not only a protection for the individual himself, rather it's a protection for the entire society.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? When we look at hijab as just a personal choice, as something that you should do between you and God, then obviously we miss the point, and then that's how corruption happens. So it's a, and like I said, it's not an easy, and I think it's one of the hardest tests that a woman has to go through in her life to wear the hijab, because she needs to understand the concept of it first and foremost. So this is what how I see the hijab. Hijab is a protection for the entire society rather than for an individual.
Let's go for a short break and then we'll be back. So stay tuned. I always say that women are just like these valuable pearls, that when they wear hijab, it's as if they're putting themselves, this valuable pearl of them, of their soul, into this shell to protect themselves. So yes, this is Back to Reality. I'm Asma, and Brother Mustafa and Brother Abdullah are here to help us with the topic. I know it might sound so weird because men are talking about the issue that is related to women.
That's what I disagree with, that it's not just about women. Mm-hmm. Hijab is not just about women.
Yeah, but they are the ones who are doing, who are taking
that's
the turtle.
That's what I'm saying. That's misunderstanding of our perception of what hijab is. Mm-hmm. Hijab isn't just about a piece of cloth covering yourself or just a woman. It's a philosophy, it's an attitude, it's a way of behaving.
It's true, I admit. But there are people out there who would say that, okay, why should I go through the terrible because of the benefit of someone else?
Well, what we're saying is not just benefiting someone else. It's benefiting you first and foremost. Mm-hmm. It's benefiting you the most, right?
Yeah.
And then, I mean, you could wear the hijab and it may not change how men look at you, by the way, right? But it does offer you protection. Correct. And secondly, you're not realizing, maybe, I think women don't realize how men are looking at them, despite sometimes being married to men. I think they need to realize how men are and what their perception is of women in society. And let me back that up by saying that, you know, this is kind of a sensitive topic in the sense that if you look at psychology today and the people that are coming to psychologists and the type of problems that they're coming with, unfortunately today, one of the biggest illnesses, mental illnesses, is related to sex and sexuality. And that goes back to hijab. Hijab is there to protect society from these kind of illnesses.
Yeah.
If you go to Western societies where they have all this freedom and you can, you know, basically be nude and do whatever you want, please go and study also what kind of mental illnesses they have in terms of related to sex and sexuality. Today, children at the age of 6 and 7 have sexual illnesses. Why is that happening? So hijab isn't just a very simple issue about whether you're putting on a cloth. It relates to your entire behavior, your family life. It's a much deeper topic than just you walking out in society and covering your head, you know?
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
So if you want to talk to your daughter and convince her that hijab is going to protect you, and she's a sort of a girl who is not easy to be submissive to something, how would you justify her?
Okay, so the first thing, that the backbone of everything is knowledge, is understanding. So I think I had a girl once, she called me and she was discussing the concept of hijab. She wasn't really accepting. So the first thing I said to her, you're a Muslim, right? She said, yes. So she was doubting the concept of hijab, whether Allah in the Quran said so or not. Khimar, what does khimar mean? And, you know, all the things that they hear on TED Talks and all that nonsense. So I said to her, well, do you pray? She's like, yeah. I said, do you fast? She's like, yeah. I said, did you ever doubt that salah is not in the Quran or fasting is not in the Quran? She's like, no. I said, but God did not explain anything about salah. Neither, nor siyam. He said, fast, and he did not say anything else. Did you ever doubt it? She's like, no. So I said to her, why are you doubting hijab then? Is it the problem that you're having? Is it a personal thing that you don't like? Or is it that Allah did not say so? She's like, no, okay. Well, okay, fine. God says so. Then it's something with me. She says, okay, then let's leave God alone. Let's say it is there. But I don't like it. Now, why don't I like it? Why aren't I wearing the hijab? That's the question. So obviously it's a personal conflict between me and hijab with Allah. So I don't want to submit to Allah, that's one thing. So then again, you have to understand that It's a law from Allah. Now, the amazing thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or even in life, the best things in life, the most sacred things in life are the ones that no one can touch, the ones that are covered, right? So for example, like you began with the cake, for example, or the chocolate, it's got a wrapping, a diamond, it's got a casing. And the most valuable the thing is, the more protection it has. Mm-hmm. Because you don't want anything, you don't want any fingertips and fingerprints on it. Hijab is not only protection, but it's also a beauty. It's a symbol of your iffah. It's a symbol of your chastity. It's a symbol of your submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, it's a symbol of your representation of Islam as well. So mm-hmm. when a person sees a Muslim woman with a hijab, she's not only representing herself, not only representing her faith, but she's representing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala too. And lastly, women are the delicate creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Yeah. And Allah said, this is my creation, and don't you dare approach them. You constantly, like, directly going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not easy.
Yeah. Right?
So this is so how we shift our attention, because sometimes we just look at it from a religious perspective, halal, haram, fiqh-wise. Did Allah say so? No, there's more to hijab than meets the eye. Mm-hmm. That's whether we're looking at it from a psychological perspective, philosophical perspective. But at the end of the day, this is how I simply see it. Women are the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He loves them so much. He wants them protected, and he put that protection around them because he doesn't want people approaching them. He doesn't want people insulting them. He doesn't want people objectifying them. Now, when I see a woman who's in the street without a hijab, with the clothes, what am I going to do? Respect her or objectify her? I'm going to look at her as an object for my own satisfaction. That's the reality of things, right? This is what men do. You see a woman without a hijab, she's an object for your desires. And women lowered themselves to that standard.
Let's go for a short break, and then you can elaborate that.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
We're back, and this is Back to Reality. And the last part, we don't have too much of time.
Sure. I think we ended with why are people behaving in certain ways. And I think ultimately, it's all, if I were to maybe make the discussion more meta, I would say, why are people doing any sin, for example, or doing any kind of behavior? I think with a hijab, it's very easy, right? It's a, like we were talking, I think, in another discussion, like there's an automatic reaction, right? When we are faced with a certain situation where it's an automatic physical chemical reaction, we all understand this, right? And we now need to realize, how is that impacting the rest of our lives, correct?
Yeah.
So in societies where it's very materialistic, or there's no hijab or soul freedom, what you realize is people are extremely, extremely distracted, right? All of these things, like music, if we were talking about music or any other sort of Islamic, you know, injunction, it's taking you away from all the distractions. It's allowing you to focus on being successful in your life.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that's what, for example, hijab does, or any other Islamic obligation, is to help human beings be successful in their lives.
And be at an more individual focused. Level.
Yeah. All of these sins will distract you. And ask any youth today, what is your biggest issue or biggest problem? And it will be something to do with marriage, or, you know, girls, or something to do with this. It's a big distraction in today's life, and we need a way to deal with it. And hijab is one way to deal with these problems.
Yeah, one great way, I suppose. So, yes. Brother Abdullah, your final words.
This is a personal
point of view.
So I can't say this is how Islam is or how men are.
Yeah.
Me, the more covered the woman is, the more beautiful she is.
Yeah.
The more she, even if she covers her entire face, to me,
well,
she is.
Although I'm not the kind of person who would say that the women who are practicing hijab would not face any limitation or things like that, because there might be some limitations for you as the person who covers herself, But since you're doing that out of love for your Lord, out of love for the one who is the closest of all to you, so I guess taking all the terrible would be worth it. Yes, this was all. I hope you enjoyed it. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.